at the moment that we release our life to the Lord, something dynamic happens. The person of the Holy Spirit become one with your spirit. So since the moment that you gave up your life and gave it to the Lord, at that time, there was a force that came in us. And that's what we call the anointing. It is called the inner anointing that we receive at the time of salvation. As the days go by and God starts to mold you, we progress from glory to an other anointing. The other anointing is reserved for those that trust in God, for those that have devoted their lives to ministry. God is going to anoint you according of the need, according to your assignment. But remember that at the time that you gave control of your life to God, there was an inner anointing that took place. The Bible is very clear, because you know that you or me or none of us can be saved unless it was God that pulled you in. So there was an anointing that God in his grace and mercy put on us to bring us into the kingdom of God. Most of the people, okay, regular people, they do not believe that their lives are anointing. Every life is anointed. When you give God your control over your life, there is an anointing, the inner anointing that is going to come into your life. Let's study the first anointing, because there are different anointings and I'm going to go through them and I am going to explain to you what they mean. The abiding anointing. 1 John 2:27.
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
That's the anointing that is called abiding. It's abiding in you. It's an inner anointing working inside of you to deepen your fellowship and relationship with God. The abiding anointing works in us. He's going to take away the fear. He's going to take away those nasty words that comes out of our mouth. It's going to abide in us and it's going to clean us up. That abiding anointing is for the day-to-day life. Is for revelation and manifestation. God is going to reveal himself to us. Because before we can work for God, we need to know God. He manifests himself within me because he's concerned that I need to know him and know him well. God is revealing himself to you, to me, because he needs to transform us. First, he's going to transform me as an individual. He needs to transform us as Christians. And he needs to transform us as servants of God. I'm going to give you three signs for you to know if that abiding anointing is in you. One is hunger. You will know that that anointing is in you because you will have a hunger for God. The minute you were born again, you became one with Jesus. From that moment on, you develop a spiritual hunger. Number two, faith. The second thing that happens at salvation is an explosion of faith. At that moment, you know that you know that you know that Jesus is the Son of God. The Holy Spirit give you an inner knowing that you belong to him that he loves you no matter what, that heavens is your home, that there is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. And from that moment, you're redeemed. That is an explosion of faith. And then at that moment, God gives you a measure of faith. Okay? Then you're going to get the fruit of faith. And last is the gift of faith. See? It's every time it's going deeper and deeper and deeper. The measure of faith, then the fruit of faith, and the gift of faith. And then the last one, it is love. The third thing that comes alive when we give our life to the Lord, it is that the Holy Spirit immediately gives you a love for the Lord Jesus. You don't understand. Because you know what 1 Peter 1:8 says, that even though we haven't seen the Lord Jesus, we haven't seen them, we don't know him, but at that moment, there is a love that comes out of our heart. That was the day that we decided to say, Lord, please come into our heart. And at that time, we did it because we wanted to escape hell. But as we know Jesus, we fall in love every single day. And that hunger that God is going to put in you is going to lead you to spend time with him all the time. This abiding anointing is going to stay in you. It dwells within the child of God. It will affect your heart, your life, and your walk with God, and your fellowship with the Lord. It gives us the grace, the desire, the want for us to continue obeying God. The empowering anointing. Acts 1:8.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, to the end of the earth.
Okay. The anointing that we see in Acts 1:8, this is to empower you for your ministry. And the gift that God has put in you is empowering you to do something for the Lord. It provides us with the ability to share the gospel. Even if you have never, because people think that the only reason you're in ministry is because you're a pastor, you're this. No, 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 no. We all are in ministry because God wants us to share the word of God with each other. So this anointing in Acts 1:8, this is for service, is an utter anointing. This is the anointing that affects your ministry. And it affects the gift of the Spirit that are working in you. Because when God saves us, he's expecting all of us to share, to pray for each other. This is an anointing that God has already put in us. The abiding anointing, it is available to everyone. And it is for the day-to-day living. The empowering anointing is for service and applies to those who have dedicated themselves to serving God in ministry. It affects the body and the soul, but not the spirit. It is for doing. It does not necessarily affect a person's Christian life or a spiritual walk because it is a gift. The number three is the dominion anointing according to Isaiah 10:27. It shall come to pass in that day that this burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from thy neck, and the yoke shall destroy because of the anointing. Remember, this is the one that we have been talking about all the time. This is the dominion anointing that will break the yoke. This is for people that God has called to go to the nations. It has the power to build kingdoms and to destroy them. Very few have this anointing, which is also called the Elijah anointing. This anointed rested in Moses, Joshua, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Elijah, and Elisha, and other people in the Bible. It rested on individuals God used prophetically to rise up kingdoms and destroy them. I want you to think about it. It is for those that have been called to the nations. Because God knows that there is a whole different anointing if you're going to stay home and deal with the things at home to going to another countries. I want you from now on to keep in your mind that the anointing of God is the foundation of everything in our life. You cannot teach without the anointing. You cannot help the poor without the anointing, because the Bible says that it's not of faith, it's sin. But for us to do whatever we need to do, we need the anointing. We need the approval of God.